and 990 KWAM. And now, here's the Mary Beth Conley Show, a radio program that features discussions to help you expand your horizons, believe in your dreams, and live life large. Now, here's your host, Mary Beth Conley.
And hello, everybody. It is Together Strong Thursday, and I do mean not just the show. Sherry Inley's in the house along with a host of co-hosts today. A host of co-hosts. I'm not sure that works.
Yes.
I didn't think that one through. But today is not just Together Strong the show. It's Together Strong the day. It's a movement to bring the world together.
That's right. I call it a revolution, a sudden, radical, complete change, a time for us to come together for unity and respect for all diversity.
It's the fifth annual, and it started right here with that lady right there 5 years ago. It's now gone global. And today on the show, you're going to learn what it is and why you need to be a part through the stories of several unbelievable Kingdom people who are giving their time, their energy, their finances to your cause and to my cause and to all the cause really of humanity.
Yes.
Whether it's human slavery, whether it's, you know, empowering victims of domestic abuse.
Right.
You know, whether it's just, it's all our causes.
Yes, it was amazing. We just came from a unity walk for Together Strong in downtown Memphis.
Yeah, beautiful weather for it. Thank heaven.
It was so beautiful, and the water was gorgeous. And there's a statue there of Tom Lee where he is rescuing a man. And we talked about humanity, and all walks of life were there, every ethnicity, all ages.
Mm-hmm.
It was so special. And it is about humanity.
Great way to kick off Together Strong Day. It is a global movement, and the Lord knows we need it, people. So stay right there. The next hour will inspire and uplift and hopefully give you some tools to begin your own involvement in the movement in your life. It'll impact all of us. We'll get started in just a moment on the Mary Beth Conley Show. It's Together Strong Thursday.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141. Or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/plexushealth4u. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.plexushealth4u.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.plexushealth4u.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Conley Show here on AM 990 and KWAM990.com, along with Sherry Henley at SherryHenley.com. Two R's and an I. And Sherry, see if I get this right. Join the conversation at hashtag Together Strong.
Absolutely.
Did I do it right?
You got it.
As y'all will find out, I only learned about hashtags and what their purpose was, about 6 months ago when I met you?
Yes, our anniversary.
Yeah, I'm not exactly social media savvy. So our hashtags are Together Strong and Live Life Large, which is the purpose of this show, to help you live a bigger life. And we are Periscoping as well right now, so people can join the show at Sherry Henley, right? You just go to Periscope and you put in Sherry Henley, two R's and an I.
That is right.
We have co-hosts today. I'm so excited to welcome Latrice Ryan of Latrice Ryan Ministries to this show. How are you today?
I am well. How are you? Thank you so much for I can finally scratch this off of my bucket list.
Oh, you and me both, baby. I told Sherry, I've been stalking her. And I don't know how it is we have not done this prior.
I know.
You know, life gets distracting.
It does, but everything works according to divine time.
Romans 8:28.
That's right.
All things work toward the purpose. So Latrice Ryan Ministries, you can find them online at latriceryan.com.
That's right.
And Latrice is just like it sounds, L-A-T-R-I-C-E, ryan.com. And we also welcome as co-host A.C. Curtis. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of this.
So excited about what you do with R3 The Movement, which is at r3themovement.org, numeral 3. I suppose that does make a difference.
It does.
Okay. Yes. Again, my social media instructor over there. r3themovement.org, if you have a mission statement, what would it be, A.C.?
Well, to reach, rescue, and redeem those that are caught in trafficking or any kind of nightmare situation.
You know, and so many people would say, well, gosh, that's never going to happen to me, so I don't need to get involved. So much of what you do, Latrice, again, much of empowering women, a man might say, well, that's not me, so I don't need to get involved. Why is it so important that we all become a part?
It is so important because, number one, even with women's empowerment and the young girls' empowerment, the young ladies are our future. Mm-hmm. So if we can, it is easier, Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
Amen, Jesus.
So if we build strong young ladies, building them mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, then it's easier to repair broken women. A lot of things that I found out in my line of work, that what the women are suffering with, they're suffering with things that they did not, unresolved issues from their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, they may get, you know, caught up in needing R3.
Absolutely.
Needing rescue.
I saw AC over there nodding his head, actually.
And being rebuilt with R3.
Absolutely.
Because of unresolved issues from their childhood.
Absolutely.
So if we can empower these young girls and shape their minds, even as young women, at that most impressionable age, between the ages of 10 and 17, that's the most impressionable age. If we can give, if we can rebuild them, reprogram them, and instill Jesus, instill self-love, instill self-worth, to understand that I am not what someone said I was.
Right.
I am not a product of my environment, but that God has given me a mission and a mandate, and that I can live fully in whom He has called me to be. If we can instill that in younger women and get them at the young age, then I believe that that we can, you know, it's better across the board, globally. It's better for the community. It's better for our economy. It's better for our world. If we can rebuild strong children, strong young women, young men, then it's better. It ultimately helps us in the future.
And then they reach down and they mentor others, largely where Terry Murphy comes in, another co-host of ours, terrymurphy.com. Of course, you guys know Terry very well as a longtime best buddy of mine, who is here almost every Wednesday for Women's Wisdom Wednesday. That's because she's so wise.
Oh, yeah.
A wise acre sometimes.
Yes,
to say it nicely. But what you're all about is engagement and communication. And what's Together Strong mean to you?
Well, if you recall, I started Women's Wisdom Network back early in the 2000s. And the reason for that is that women don't always know that they have access to the wisdom and experiential capital of other people. And I also,
or they won't ask.
And they that's another whole show. So part of the challenge was to allow, give them the sense of allowing themselves to go to people who have been there, done that, so that they can walk that walk through somebody who's authentically done it. And then Women's Wisdom Network transformed into Smart Women, Smarter Choices, because I realized that even though the assets were there, they couldn't take advantage of it. And so if your whole world has a mindset or a limitation, then that's what you know.
Right.
So there's no contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make a lot of jokes about that, but at the end of the day, it's sort of like the water's right there, but you can't see it because no one's told you. It's okay. So part of Together Strong for me means that we allow people to understand that the collaboration makes us all smarter, all of us are smarter than one of us, and that by exchanging, by putting a platform together that allows us to advance our skill sets, advance our objectivity, our personal mission for personal development, If you're a better woman, then everybody you touch is going to be a better woman.
That's right.
And so that is the purpose of being part of the support for Sherry Henley and Together Strong and her work with Business Over Coffee International.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, too, that even though we do have three as our really, we're so honored to have these folks are a great example of what one person can do in mm-hmm. starting a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they are focused on women. You know, men are a huge part of that, too. So, AC, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Sherry, please give us an overview, though, because you started Together Strong, which is pretty phenomenal. That 5 years ago, it was really an idea and a dream and a vision.
That is correct.
And now you yes. have proclamations from the mayor of South Haven, Mississippi, of Memphis, Tennessee, Shelby County, Tennessee, the governor of Tennessee, that today is Together Strong Day. You have a day.
Yes, and you know what is so inspiring to me is that I'm in the shadows, which is where I want to be,
mm-hmm.
and all of the other people, and that's what this is about people and their voices.
Why did God put that in your heart, that collaboration is where it is, do you think?
Bringing everyone together for personal and professional development as well as spiritual development is really what I believe to be an innate calling that I have.
Oh.
A lot because of my family of origin, being raised in a pastor's home, was helping people, assisting people, giving yeah. them a platform, seeing something in them that maybe they didn't see, and helping them to develop that. So that's where I believe it was birthed.
Wow. So and you just have the attitude that we can do more if we each bring a part.
Right.
So that AC doesn't have to do it all.
That's right.
Latrice doesn't have to do it all. Terry doesn't have to do it all, though she could.
Yes, she could.
She absolutely could. Don't let her fool you. Sherry doesn't have to do it all. Everybody brings their piece.
That's right. It's really the perfect picture. And Terry put it so eloquently. She said it is the tapestry of our lives. All the colors together make a beautiful picture.
So you mentioned there was a walk this morning. How else can people engage with this? Let's say if they're not in the Memphis area even.
Correct. We actually have people from Boston, Florida, from Europe that are participating online using the hashtag Together Strong and also the hashtag of where they're from. So if it's Europe, if it's France, if it's Boston, if it's Memphis, Atlanta, then hashtag where you're from so we actually can see where the conversation pieces are coming. And then those who maybe aren't doing that, maybe they don't even know what a hashtag is.
Like
then
me?
Yeah, like you, Mary Beth. Then just go to Google and simply search hashtag Together Strong, and you can see the full conversation of the day.
Okay, so do you want people like, for instance, the hashtag Memphis, or do you do hashtag and then do you hashtag Memphis? Does that make sense? Is it Together Strong Memphis or two separate
hashtags?
Oh, okay.
So that it will land on the engagement piece of Together Strong,
okay.
So people can engage in the conversation.
And we're on Periscope. Everybody wave at Paris is our Periscoper. Terry,
I wanted to mention that Sherry didn't tell you that we got a video testimonial from someone. Go ahead and tell them about that.
Yes, we did. Gordon Treadgold out of Florida, who I believe may be joining us
yes.
in just a few. And he is listed as one of the top 100 leaders in Inc. magazine.
Wow.
And he did a video talking about his message for Together Strong. That is so key. This is about your voice. This mm-hmm. is not about my voice. It's about all of our voices. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And Together Strong. Because together we're stronger, right, Terry?
Yep.
All God's children have a place in the choir. Okay, so real quickly before we go to break, because we do have some people joining us from outside the city, and I urge you, we have so many listeners elsewhere, I really urge you to grab hold of this and call two or three friends and say, Periscope right now, Sherry Henley, two R's and an I, Henley. There's a great movement going on because
yes.
we've seen this week alone in San Bernardino, last week in Colorado Springs,
yes.
you know, a year ago this month, Sandy Hook. Mm. We have to turn things around. The Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore is going on right now.
Yes.
If we don't turn this around, we will not survive. God is not happy with what his people, his fallen people are doing right now.
And also what Together Strong, you just really sparked something. What Together Strong means for me, the scriptures clearly say that a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Amen.
So with Sherry, Terry, AC, R3, Latrice Ryan, Mary Beth, and so many other people from across the globe coming together, uniting together as who God has called us to be,
mm-hmm.
to stand strong and to lift our voices, to pray, to unite, to say that, no, we will not take this lying down, but that we will stand together and we will rebuild our communities, our government, our nation, our land, our people, our children, our future, that we will rebuild them.
And, you know, it's going to take individuals doing it. Governments
mm-hmm.
can't yeah. do it. We've already seen with
That's
ISIS
right.
as an example.
Right.
They're very fluid. They're very flexible
mm-hmm.
because they're individuals who are banded together for a bigger
mm-hmm.
cause. So we have to be individuals banded together for a bigger cause. So AC, real quickly before we go to break, let's bring men into this, because it has just occurred to me that we've talked a lot about a ministry for women, a ministry for, you know, those caught in human trafficking, not all of which are girls, but the vast majority are. Is that correct statistically?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, Terry, smart women, smarter choices. What do men need to hear? I don't want them turning off the radio saying, well, it's all about the women. They got it.
Well, first of all, God made men to be rescuers. He made us to be protectors and to guide and guard. And Mark Twain said, the two greatest days of your life is when you're born. Second, when you find out why. And I believe with all my heart that God has called men to stop being lazy and unengaged and say, if I see a need, I got to fill a need. If I see a hurt, I got to begin to help a hurt. If I see something, I've got to do something. And I'm committed as in my life to do that. And we don't always know what that something is, but when you imagine that there are girls and or women or even boys, anyone who's caught in the nightmare of being trafficked,
right.
being sold, sometimes for so little, and you cannot muster up the passion and compassion to do something.
Right.
God is saying, and I read this morning Proverbs 24. He says, hold back those who are being led to slaughter. And he says, and stop them from being slaughtered, paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Secondarily, he says, does not the Lord who made you know you and know what you're thinking? In other words, you know about this. It's now time to stop being and playing games and stepping back and hoping someone else does, because mm-hmm. it's not anymore the time for men to stand back, because mm-hmm. God is watching us. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't make you to step back. I made you to engage. Now, engage in a loving, controlled, godly, wise way? Sure.
Yeah.
But engage.
Do something. You can't do it all, but you can do something.
Yeah, I mean, if you see someone being beaten or hurt, you've got to step in.
That's right.
And God made us strong physically or whatever for a reason, so that we can be protectors.
Or if you see, and I'm looking for my statistics. I have so many papers here. I look like I'm a one-woman parade with all the confetti. But runaways are so often victimized. It's not a case of it's not going to happen to me because, you know, I live in a good neighborhood. Nobody's going to be kidnapped. It's runaways. So if you see someone on the street, a child who's obviously should be in school and isn't, obviously isn't cared for, maybe we need to step up a little bit individually. It is Together Strong Thursday globally. Periscope with us at sherryhenley.com. Our hashtags are Together Strong and Live Life Large. LatriceRyan.com, R3TheMovement.org, TerryMurphy.com. All of those places are great places to go and get some ideas on how you can help build a better world. We'll be right back. It's Together Strong Thursday on The Mary Beth Conley Show, AM 990 and KWAM990.com.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
And welcome back to Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Conley Show here on AM 990 and KWAM990.com along with Sherry Henley at SherryHenley.com. It is Together Strong Thursday globally. This is a movement. And I have on the phone now with us Jackie Woodside. JackieWoodside.com is her website. Her latest book has just been named to Inc. Magazine's Top 15 Motivational Books of the Year. Our top 10, rather. I was thinking 2015, Jackie. Jackie, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to be speaking with you. Congratulations on that honor that Inc. Magazine just gave you.
Thank you. Awesome. I was, I'm so glad I didn't have to correct you. I'm like, well, yeah, really it was the top 10, but he's counting.
Yeah, you know, 2015, but that's the year.
It was a great honor. And, to be on a list with, Brene Brown, Elizabeth Gilbert of Eat, Love, Pray, and to see my book listed right down there with theirs it was definitely a highlight of my career. So I'm looking to just take that honor and build on it, and let's calm the chaos in our world.
Absolutely. We've all been talking about how we can each do one thing. Maybe we can't do two things. Maybe we can't do a whole lot, but we can do one thing to improve the world. That's what Together Strong is all about. Why did you want to be a part of this global movement? What does Together Strong mean to you?
You know, the energy and the belief system behind Together Strong is so aligned with me and my values, my mission, and my speaking and teaching platform that, fundamentally that we are one, and that the more we recognize that in the face of our day-to-day challenges and the challenges going on in our country right now with, difficulty with gun violence and our immigration concerns and ostracizing certain immigrants, the more we can just come together and recognize that we are, in fact, one human family with one human home that we call Earth and take care of each other and take care of the Earth. So, together we are stronger, and it's our separation and division that makes us weak. And as we come together as one, inside of that, there's unity and there's strength.
You put it beautifully, Jackie. I look forward to seeing you next month in January. We'll be talking about that as the program goes on. Jackie is coming for a special conference, so we'll continue her work here on the ground here in Memphis. Thank you again, Jackie, for taking time out of your busy day and to be together strong today in all you do.
Yeah, never busy, always moving forward with my mission, and I would always take time to be here with you guys to celebrate your work and your mission, and I can't wait to come down there to Memphis, meet some of your people, and really move forward with that conference so that, we can all continue to grow together strong. So thank you for this initiative and for giving me a few minutes to spend with you.
Oh, thank you. And we'll feed you some barbecue when we're down here, fatten you up a little bit.
Barbecue tofu for these vegetarians.
Yeah. We can arrange that in Memphis. It is the capital of barbecue.
Sounds
Have
good.
A great day.
Thank you so much.
And as co-hosts today, Sherry and I are so honored to welcome Latrice Ryan with Latrice Ryan Ministries, and you can interact with that great organization at LatriceRyan.com. AC Curtis represents R3, themovement.org, which I love that name because it's not just an organization, it is truly a movement, which is what Together Strong is as well. You hate it when we call it an event, right, Sherry?
That's right. There are too many events that are happening that do not actually have a takeaway.
Right.
So that's where Terry and I really connect, is because with events, we need engagement. And so every event we have today, we've actually named it Walk for Unity, Professional Engagement, Faith-Based Engagement. We've really tried to stay away from networking and event because relationship building, that's the building blocks of engagement.
And we can move forward into that path today, into tomorrow and Saturday and next
correct.
Year,
yes.
And we all have to do that. Terry Murphy is our third co-host, terrymurphy.com. You, of course, have become well acquainted with Terry through the show on Women's Wisdom Wednesday. I've seen you twice in a row this week. I'm so excited.
It's more than I saw my husband. Hey, so the engagement thing is important because it's if you remember what we spoke about on Wednesday, it's hard to hate up close. And engagement requires you to hear as well as listen. And so engagement takes you beyond the borders of whatever it is, color, ethnicity, culture, geographics, whatever, and brings you into the soul of the person. And when you start looking at people as divine spirits having a physical experience, then you understand that we are one. Because whatever makes you dead is going to make me dead, you know, and we're not going to be real cute, and we're going to have the same issues with no communication. So engagement is a gift, and that's how I look at it. Even if it's a nasty engagement, you know, you can assess, and you can bless, and you can move on and figure out why did that come into my reality.
Well, you said the magic word, if you really hear what the other is saying and try to understand, come hear from their frame of reference. And, you know, Latrice, you said earlier, a house divided cannot stand.
Right.
I think you actually put it in a more biblical way, which is
she
good.
Sure did.
That's
yeah.
better.
That's all
better.
Look bad.
But
you.
You're the minister, I'm not.
I just Google it.
What's the takeaway that you hope people get from this hour or from at 1:30 when we'll gather and we'll give you specific locations later for the professional engagement or tonight when we gather in DeSoto County? What's your biggest hope that people take away from today?
I hope that we can put down our issues, lay down our differences, what we do not agree upon,
right.
Our disagreements, and let's rally together, let's put a plan in motion, let's strategize, and let's get something done.
Figure out what you're good at,
absolutely.
And you do that part, and I'll
take
do the
my
other
strength,
part.
You take your strength,
correct.
And
yeah.
we become strong together, and we make something happen. We do something. We see results. I want to see results. I want to see, and I know it does not, Rome is not built in a day. It does not happen overnight, but we can all move collectively and move forward. Let's think forward. Let's think vertical, and let's get something done.
I love that. So when you lay your head on the pillow tonight, mm-hmm. think back across your day and what was one thing you did. AC, you said it so well that you basically, and I'm not good at calling scripture. People know that this show was brought to me by God, and I have a very short faith walk, only about 6 years really since I've had a relationship, so I'm not real good at naming where they are, but well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear when I meet the Lord. Anybody know right off the top of their head where that is in the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, thank God somebody did. Where is it? The minute I asked that, I thought, oh, they're going to be mad at me.
It's there.
Where is it, AC?
Well, it's several places. Matthew 25 is the most striking one to me,
okay.
When he says,
I'm writing it down.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord, for I was hungry. And you fed me.
Mm.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
Yeah.
And they'll say, when did we see you do this? When did we do this for you?
Right.
And he will say, you did it to the least of these, my brethren. You've done it to me.
Is that how you got started on your mission even before R3?
Absolutely. I was a child of the streets. I was an orphaned. And I guess that played into a year, so many years of bitterness and brutal abuse. And when I received Christ in my heart, Jesus came into my heart one night when I was fully drunk, and he sobered me up in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And 27 years later, I haven't been drunk since. Jesus set me free. Jesus Christ and him alone is the one that can take me, a rotten person like I was, and turn me around. But did not just clean me up and do for me. Oh, the greatest thing was he set my eyes on the needs of others. And for 27 years, I flatlined to help others. Anybody that needed, anywhere around the world, around the region I was. Why? Because I knew I was in need. And there were so few to help me. There were so few that heard the desperate nighttime, nightmarish cries of the child that I was for so many years.
Wow.
And when you scrape kids off sidewalks and you hold them,
it makes a difference.
And you change their life, it does something to you. And you can look vertical, as Latrice said. You look into his eyes and he then says, well done, you're being like me.
Wow, you live for this, both of you, don't you? I can feel the passion emanating from your spirit. What a beautiful way to live.
I mean, it's so much bigger than Latrice and AC. It's something. We're just small pieces in this huge puzzle. It's so much bigger than Sherry and Terry, even Mary Beth, this, all of this. It's so much bigger. We're just small pieces who happen to say, yes, Lord, we'll do it.
Aren't you afraid ever that you're not capable?
Every day.
I almost said absolutely. Every single day. This is how you know it's a God vision and that it's bigger than you. When you're afraid to do it and afraid not to do it all at the same time.
Yeah. Let me give you a quote from Mother, the great Mother Teresa. She said, I wasn't called to a ministry of success. I was called to a ministry of mercy. Mm. When you shine mercy, it's not whether you won or lost. It's whether you did something that injected life into death, light into darkness. You did something beyond you, and you might have failed 1,000 times at it, but all the greats, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Frederick Douglass, as it was mentioned before, Rosa Parks, so many, Martin Luther King Jr., you cannot name one great person who goes down in a legacy of amazing success. They didn't fail more times than they succeeded.
So really the success, because you know, we're such a goal-oriented, striving kind of society, really the success is knowing that you tried. It's in the activity, yeah? Is that?
It's doing the best you can in the moment. I mean, I'll bet in all of our lives we would say, if I could have just relived that moment, I would have done this, because it's part of the growth for us. Not only do we help empower somebody else, but our growth pattern grows with us so that we become more capable, more have more vision, be able to collaborate with other people who can bring more to the table. Because there is only X amount of us in this room, but at the end of the day, if everybody who heard this and then everybody who heard them, it would grow virally, which is our social media queen here, which is what we're looking at doing, because that's what unites the house.
Right. So even if all you have time to do today, or mental or emotional energy, is smile at a stranger on the street and say, I hope you're having a good day, that would be a little pebble thrown in a pond that might then have that person turn around to somebody else and say a kind word, or let them get ahead of them in traffic or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that the idea of how we can be together strong in our own little way?
I like that.
It is. I mean, it really is. One man plants, another man waters, and then God gives the increase.
Oh, girl.
So
where have you been all my life? Yeah, I'm claiming her.
Oh, yeah.
She's mine.
Yeah, we're cousins now.
Oh.
So
you got the better looking side of the family. That says it all. We will be right back. We have another guest calling in who is in the top 100
leadership in Inc. magazine.
Wow,
again.
I tell you, he's Together Strong all by himself. We'll be right back. It's Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Conley Show. Before we go to break, let's check in with Bernadette Davis and Live Life Well, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital Collierville Sleep Disorder Center.
Doctors say having a good sense of humor is essential for your overall health. A hearty laugh stimulates your heart, lungs, muscles, and soothes tension. Ongoing research says laughter can even improve your immune system and cause your body to produce natural painkillers to relieve aches and pains. A Harvard research study on the effects of laughter on the cardiovascular system found that chemicals released during laughter also stimulate your blood vessels and increases blood flow to your arteries. Believe it or not, the laughter movement is growing with classes, exercises, and even yoga. Yoga laughter combines deep breathing from yoga practices with laughter exercises, sending hearty doses of oxygen through your body to stimulate your heart, lungs, and muscles. You can visit laughteryoga.org and read more. If a laughter class is not for you, doctors say you should make humor a part of your day and snag cards, clip magazines, or comic strips that make you giggle and hang them up where you work or encounter high levels of anxiety and stress. Share a laugh with your coworkers, family, and friends today and live life well. I'm Bernadette Davis on KWAM 990, The Voice of Memphis.
And welcome back to Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Conley Show, along with Sherry Henley, my regular co-host at sherryhenley.com, two R's and an I. We are celebrating Together Strong Day. Please join us on Periscope at Sherry Henley. and on hashtag at TogetherStrong and LiveLifeLarge. And also you can join a live blog right now at JenniferWilliamsFields.com. So check that out. She is blogging as we speak. I don't even know how that works, and I'm just so
She's
amazed.
She's very good at what she does.
And we also want to thank Courtney at CherokeeRoseFamily.com. She's documenting this all on photograph. So that we have proof that we were here, and
social
hopefully,
proof. There you go.
And we have on the phone right now someone I can't wait. We're going to be actually doing a show with Gordon Treadgold a little later this month. I can't wait to have a longer conversation with you, Gordon. You are known as the leader's leader, named by Inc. as one of the top leadership experts out there. Gordon, welcome to the show. We can find you online at GordonTreadgold.com. Treadgold is T-R-E-D. And what does Together Strong mean to you? Nope, we lost Gordon. Well, he must have gone through one of those dead zones. So in the meantime, let me introduce our co-host. We'll try to get him back on the phone. We have co-host today, Terry Murphy at TerryMurphy.com. She is working currently on a book called Smart Women, Smarter Choices. She's an author, a speaker, and a trainer, and her whole being is about engaging each other. We have A.C. Curtis with R3TheMovement.org. That is their website. Their mission is to reach, rescue, and redeem those trapped in the horror of human trafficking, which is a huge problem. We all think slavery died in the 1800s, but it absolutely did not. And we have Minister Latrice Ryan with Latrice Ryan Ministries, and you can catch her online at latriceryan.com. And we have Gordon now on the phone. Gordon, I've been bragging about you, so I won't repeat all that because you know how awesome you are. welcome to Together Strong Thursday, and please tell me what Together Strong means to you.
Diversity and inclusion, and I come from the north of England, and we have a very multicultural society there, so it's something that I've been brought up with. I've never really known anything different, and when we embrace diversity, it allows us to get the absolute best skills and talents available to us, because people with different backgrounds, different perspectives, different cultures, they all bring something very valuable to the table. And if we just stick within one particular demographic, it does become very one-dimensional.
Yes.
And we need to keep things three-dimensional and keep looking for new ideas.
Absolutely.
And as a fat 50-year-old white guy, if I just sit with fat 50-year-old white guys, we're just going to be peddling the same thoughts all day long.
The same fat 50-year-old white guy frame of reference, right? Well, as a fat 56-year-old white girl, we don't want much of that either.
Yeah.
So I gotcha. I feel you, as we say here in Memphis. GordonTreadgold.com, T-R-E-D. He's the author of Fast, and he is considered the leader's leader. And, Gordon, we're going to do a whole show with you very shortly, so I cannot wait to hear your whole story. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
I'm looking forward to it.
God bless. Same here. All right, so we have, in addition to the 56-year-old fat white girl over here on this side of the mic, we have a hot 29-year-old Latrice Ryan. Okay, well, that can't be true, because your oldest child is how old, 25? 20?
Yeah, my oldest is 20, but my husband, my bonus child, is 25.
Okay, well, so she's 36. She got started young. She looks 29.
Absolutely.
Hot African-American woman. LatriceRyan.com. We have a distinctly handsome father of 8 from 16 to 7 months, A.C. Curtis.
Wow.
Yes.
God bless you. You need God in your life, son.
Sure do.
or board games.
He is with or TV.
Cable.
Yeah, cable.
And a good wife, which he has.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I'm telling you, 8 kids, he has a phenomenal wife. But here's
yeah.
the thing, what you're doing, both of you, you're raising between you 15 incredible servants in the kingdom of God.
When you look at it that way, yeah.
Go have some more, please, because we need your mindset duplicated.
Well, the Bible says that children are a quiver in the... And the
amen.
And or blessing and inheritance for a man, and blesses a man who has his quiver full of them.
So, amen. So you're working
on
that
quiver. Shooting arrows at the target.
Well, we need to, because otherwise, honestly, the bad guys, Satan's little warriors who do walk this earth, are going to be able to take over, and we can't let that happen. Mm-hmm. A.C. Curtis is with r3themovement.org, whose mission is to reach, rescue, and redeem. And then we have Sherry Henley, who only has two little arrows in her quiver. Get busy, Sherry, would you?
Oh, I'm done.
And Terry Murphy at terrymurphy.com.
Hey, I'm one of nine, and so I just rent them. I mean, I have a very high-maintenance husband, remember?
Yeah, and you raised your eight brothers and sisters.
Well, and
so.
We had three that looked a little like us. They weren't exactly Italian. But
you've done your part.
Nobody wants
to. Let's face it, none of us can keep up with Latrice and AC.
Oh, yeah, bless your heart.
As together strong as we try to be.
I seriously mean that, bless your heart. Thank you.
Yes. So at 1:30 today, professional engagement at Ridgeway Business Center, and then 6 tonight at where in DeSoto County?
Spirit Church in DeSoto Perfect. County.
Okay. And there's
Olive
an easy
Branch.
Place online where everybody can find this out, right? Do you have a link on your website?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to businessovercoffee.com, and right there it tells them all about the 5th annual Together Strong Day. Every event
Perfect.
Is listed, the links are there, and so forth.
And join us on Periscope at Sherry Henley. Latrice has a Periscope as well, but you've linked to ours, right?
Right.
Not that I know what that means.
I invited the followers.
Okay, perfect. Because Latrice has some serious followers. She is definitely Together Strong. We will be right back. Final thoughts with our awesome, awesome co-host on this Together Strong Thursday. Not just the show, the day. We'll be back.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my baby. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products, better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/plexushealth4u. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.plexushealth4u.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.plexushealth4u.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Hundley Show with Sherry Henley. It is Together Strong Day, the 5th annual. Real quickly, last takeaways for people. Latrice Ryan of LatriceRyan.com.
Last takeaways, let's do something. Every little bit counts. Even if a small gesture, small gestures add up. So let's do something.
Amen. Love it.
We can start somewhere. Let's do something.
Let's start somewhere right before you put your pillow, your bed on, your head on your pillow. Ask yourself what you did for the kingdom today. A.C. Curtis with r3themovement.org.
Just issue a challenge to all the dudes out there. You know, guys, see a need, feel a need. Don't step back. Be engaged. That's what God called you to be. That's what God called you to do.
You are a great example of leadership. Terry Murphy from terrymurphy.com and Women's Wisdom Network.
I'd say Chicago style, do one thing every day. Don't go to bed till you do.
I love it.
Ooh, I like that.
Sherry, final thoughts are yours. We're on Periscope. We're on the hashtag thing. We're everywhere.
Yes, and at each event, we are going to have a positive, negative, and solution moment.
Okay.
We're going to divide into groups, and we invite people online to do this as well. And then we plan to implement those solutions in 2016 and have results, as Latrice said, through Together Strong.
So you are really emphasizing engagement.
Absolutely, and Terry is the architect of that. Yes.
I love that, because what's the point of having Together Strong Day if we don't move forward into 2016? So the goal by the first Thursday in December 2016 is what? To have impacted one area?
To make it go beyond your knowing.
Okay. AC, you have 10 seconds. Your goal for 2016.
My goal is to make bring as many people out of darkness before they die and before I do.
Amen. And Latrice, last word is yours, darling.
Make every moment count.
I love you people. Oh, my gosh. We need a four-hour show.
You know, Steve Jobs said that you have to have a little crazy in you to do something.
Well, this room is full of crazy. Together Strong, everybody, thanks for joining us on Periscope, on the blog, on the radio, online at KWAM990.com. We appreciate you so much. Be together strong today, and we'll see you tomorrow on Faith Friday.